You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I am neither one of those fine folks. I am Jack Hillgrove filling in for the guys on a happy Labor Day 2025 right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hopefully you're enjoying the holiday. Jalen Warren is enjoying the holiday. He is $12 million richer after his two-year contract extension with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Another thing that I wanted to mention today, too, before the Steelers talk completely consumed the airwaves for my 4 hours, and Donnie Football fills in for the show he produces coming up on the PM team from 2 to 6, so be sure to tune in to Donnie. I'm sure he'll have plenty to bring to the table when it comes to the Jalen Warren extension and the Steelers. On this date, in 1971, en route to a World Series title, the Pittsburgh Pirates fielded what is to be believed the first all-black / Latino lineup in Major League Baseball history. Rennie Stennett, Gene Kleins, Roberto Clemente, Willie Stargell, Manny Sanguian, Dave Cash, Al Oliver, Jackie Hernandez, and Doc Ellis on the bump. Again, believed to be the first all-black / Latino lineup in a Major League Baseball game ever. Pirates won that game and won the World Series that year. So pretty darn cool. There's a lot of interesting on this day in sports history, Jolie. We were talking about this before the show and obviously before the Warren extension. We'll get back into that in a moment. But more recent and more prevalent to our region, September 1st, 2022, the installment of the backyard brawl. MJ Devonshire interception return for a touchdown to clinch it. And you had asked me this question, and I agree. That is absolutely a top 10 moment in Acrisure Stadium history. I think you asked in agreement, correct, sir?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, it's up there. September 1st, 2007. I didn't also realize that was the Big Ten Network's first game on the Big Ten Network.
That's right.
App State going to the Big House and beating Michigan. So there's quite a few on this day in sports histories that are pretty darn cool. But Pirates and Phillies, September 1, 1971, Pirates fielding what is to be believed the first all-black / Latino lineup in Major League Baseball history. So pretty darn cool. All right, back to Jalen Warren at 412-928-9370. It's the number of the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. One of the first texts that we got about the Warren extension, it's actually kind of nice because it's got a timestamp with these when they come in. So it kind of shows you, like when people start texting about it, it shows you how long the news has been out there for. So over an hour ago. First text on Jalen Warren's extension at 10:56 a.m. Does this mean that they aren't liking what they're seeing from Johnson? And I wanted to circle back to that because I think in a way that it means the opposite. It means that they want to pair those guys together for, it'll be the, for the first three seasons of Johnson's tenure in the National Football League. And I think that they think that they make each other better. And that's what they've seen so far. It's going to be a situation that kind of dictates not running back by committee, but have a tandem. And I was sort of criticizing where the Detroit Lions are with David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs just being a better running back than David Montgomery, despite Montgomery making like what, $8, $9 million this year. But still, like, Detroit was one game away from the Super Bowl last year. And no, check that too. They lost to the Commanders in the divisional round. They were 15-2 last year and a Super Bowl contending team. And they had a tandem last year of Gibbs and Montgomery that ran for 1,400 yards and 775 yards, respectively. I don't think that, I mean, to suggest that Caleb Johnson will be that, get like Jahmyr Gibbs good, 1,400 yards, 16 touchdowns, that's a lot to ask, especially in 2025. But the point that I'm trying to make is that there are Super Bowl contending teams that have two running backs like that. Like, every part of me believes, and I'm not saying that it's going to be exactly this amount of production, because that would be a lofty, lofty ask. I hope that it could get to that point. That'd be fantastic. And I think that's what the Steelers think. But the fact of the matter is that there are teams out there that are doing this and winning games and contending for the Super Bowl. It's not like, and we had a caller said, oh man, I wish they had starter caliber. They believe that Jaylen Warren is. That's why they gave him the first extension that a running back has earned by the Steelers in almost 20 years. You draft a running back in the third round, you expect that guy to be a starter as well. So the Steelers believe that they have two running backs that are of starter caliber, just like the Detroit Lions do in Gibbs and Montgomery. And Gibbs and Montgomery both contributed a hell of a lot. Over 2,000 yards between the two of them and 28 rushing touchdowns. This offense was so good last year, and I hope nobody's blowing this out of proportion expecting me to think that the Steelers' offense now is going to be like the Lions. But holy cow, dude, were they good last year. 16 and 12 touchdowns, and Jared Goff still threw for 4,600 yards. Holy shnikes. Two 1,000-yard receivers. I mean, that would be unbelievable if the Steelers were able to pull that off this year. It ain't happening. But the fact of the matter is that there's a formula. What I'm trying to say is that there's a formula for where Warren and Johnson can both be starter caliber players and succeed in this offense. 412-928-9370. That is the number to call to get in touch with us and react to the Jaylen Warren extension. You put it all together. This year, $5.3 million, plus the sweetener to get him over seven, and then plus 26 and 27. Mike Garofalo tweets, the total value of the Jaylen Warren deal from now until the end of it, 3 years, just under $17.5 million. That is under $6 million a year. And it's going to be less than six in 26 and 27 because he's making over $7 million this year. That is so fine, I can't even describe how fine that deal is. Team friendly, makes Warren happy, certainly makes the Steelers happy. And you pair Warren and Johnson for the next three seasons. There is an identity in that backfield. And between Zach Frazier, Mason McCormick, and Troy Faltanu, the Steelers have established an identity as far as a run game is concerned, tailbacks paired with the offensive line. Is it going to work? Did they succeed to be determined. 2025 will obviously tell us a hell of a lot. But the goal for the Steelers after the Matt Canada disaster, philosophically, was to get somebody in here and establish a run game. They've got that guy in Arthur Smith. And since Arthur Smith has taken over as offensive coordinator, the run game has improved. And from a personnel standpoint, they've got guys that are going to be here for the next couple of seasons. So the identity is set. And whether that's a good identity or a bad identity is obviously yet to be seen. But when you take it all together and you look at what Warren's making, and you know that Caleb Johnson's on the rookie deal, and you know that the offensive linemen are on the rookie deal as well, I do not think it's an unreasonable ask, and I don't think it's an unreasonable goal for the Steelers to, again, be the 11th best rushing team in the National Football League this year, just like they were a season ago. And at $17.5 million for your highest paid running back and everything else tied into the run game, on the north end of the top 15, and listen, they were what? Three?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Almost 3 full yards per game short of being better than the Falcons and being a top 10 rushing offense. If they're 11th again, I'm fine with it. I'm absolutely fine with it. And it, to me, means a job well done. What say you? 412-928-9370. That is the number to get a hold of us if you want to chime in. You can also hit me up on Twitter at jhillgrovewtov. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jalen Warren, 2 years, $12 million. You tie it all together. The Warren deal is 3 seasons and just under $17.5 million per for the 2025, or for the 2025, 2026, and 2027 season. Last season, Jalen Warren, in 15 games, 511 yards, and only one touchdown. 23, 784, and 4 touchdowns. Played it all 17 games. Texter says, like the deal, Jack, but Warren fumbles. He fumbled 3 times in 23, once last year. 3 fumbles in a season, yeah, yikes. But it went back down in 24. And again, at the end of the day, this is not top tier money for a running back, and not even close to top tier money for a running back. So if Jaylen Warren becomes a fumble machine and Jaylen Warren ends up fizzling out, right? He does. And I don't want to hear and I don't think it's going to happen. I think Jaylen Warren will be a fine running back for the next three seasons. He's guaranteed to be in a Steelers uniform. I'm not saying he's going to be elite. I'm not saying he's going to be near the upper echelon of the NFL in rushing production. I have a feeling he'll just be a very fine running back. And if he's not, and if he fumbles, and if he's hurt, and if he can't stay on the field, people are allowed to bitch. People are allowed to complain. Absolutely, you should complain. But let's not tie it back to the contract extension. And blaming the general manager and blaming the head coach for this particular contract extension, if Jaylen Warren doesn't work out, does not make much sense to me, because it's not that lucrative of a deal. And they'll probably be able to get out of it for not that much of a cap penalty either. So yeah, we could kind of say, what are we doing really? We extended this guy and it didn't work out. But it's not going to be like they're tied into all this money. Far from it. The exact opposite. I don't think that's going to happen. Well, I've said it once and I'll say it again. But if it does, it seems like the Steelers will be able to wipe their hands with this deal and get rid of the deal and have it not be a financial burden relatively quickly. Again, I don't think it's going to happen. Far from it. I think Jaylen Warren will be a fine tailback in the National Football League, and I think it's reasonable to expect an 1,000-yard season from Jaylen Warren. And if that's a little too aggressive for you, let me rephrase that. It's reasonable to expect Jaylen Warren to have a career high in total rush yards in a season. It's reasonable to expect him to clear 784. Because last season, somehow, some way, Najee Harris still got to over 1,000 yards, averaging 4.0 yards per carry on the dot. Was an average of 61 yards a game. Jaylen Warren can get there. And for my money, will get there.
One thing I like is Warren's explosiveness. And I mean, Najee Harris got 1,000 yards, and it's probably based on volume, considering he has no sort of burst to him.
Nope.
He had what? He never even had a 40-yard rush in his time with the Steelers, did he? Jaylen Warren, I know for a fact, had like a 74-yard touchdown against the Browns 1 year.
Najee had a 36-yard rush in 24, a 25-yarder in 23, 36, and 37. The longest run of his career was 37 yards, and I think that was against the Browns in Ben's last game, was it not?
I believe so, but it tells you one thing, is there is obviously much more explosion in Jaylen Warren's running style and burst. And once this offensive line forms together, this really young O-line that gets more games under its belt, dude, I mean, unless the Steelers go full running back by committee where it's 50-50 between Warren and Johnson, if Warren's getting like 60% of the touches, he's probably getting, you know, 1,200 yards, assuming he plays all 17 games, and it's going to make that contract look like a super doggone good deal.
The other thing you're getting with a $6.5 million a year clip, whatever it's going to be, $17.5 million over the next three seasons, the other thing that you're getting is really, really good pass protection for your 41-year-old quarterback. Jaylen Warren is a beast with a capital B in pass pro. That's the other thing you're paying for here. And couple of callers have already poo-pooed on the extension. He's a backup. He's a backup. When it comes to pass blocking and pass protection, he ain't a backup. He can be as good as it gets. And for that kind of money, as good as it gets, with a 41-year-old quarterback that needs to stay upright in order for your team to succeed this year, yeah, sign me up for that. Sign me up for that all the live long day. 412-928-9370. It's the number of the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Jeff Hathorn joining us in about 10 minutes. Does this have any correlation with Boswell and Hayward? That'll be a question I ask Jeff. I will ask Jeff his thoughts, obviously, on Warren getting a new deal and Warren being a Steeler through 27. And how really does this impact Cam Hayward's grievances and Chris Boswell's grievances? Dexter, he will have a good year and then pull a Kim Hayward and negotiate for more money. Spelled K-I-M. I think I know who you meant. We'll see. I mean, like, that was obviously a legitimate concern of people when all this Cam Hayward news came out, is what kind of precedent now does this set for the Steelers of, oh, I can just have a good year and then renegotiate with 2 years left of my deal. We're not going to know what kind of precedent it sets until, like, more people start doing it. So I'm not going to, like, overreact quite yet to, oh, Warren has a 1,400-yard season and then wants top-tier money, wants boosted again. Well, Jalen Warren had a 1,400-yard season. They better renegotiate. They better fix that deal. That's not here nor there. The point I'm trying to make is we're not going to know if that has any direct correlation to Cam Hayward's situation until it happens, until more people start doing it and say, well, Cam did it. I guess you can do that. Boom. So we'll see. Jury's still out on that. But it's definitely something that obviously fans are going to keep an eye on based off of how Cam Hayward has conducted things here since that report came out in training camp. Coming up, Jeff Hathorn will join the program. 93.7 The Fan Sports Director from the South Side, covering Pat Narduzzi's press conference ahead of Central Michigan, transitioning to Steelers practice, and of course the big news of the day. Jalen Warren back with the Pittsburgh Steelers on a 2-year extension. The combined 3-year deal of 25 in the 2 years that Adam threw through the 2027 season. It's 3 years and just under $17.5 million a year. We'll talk about it with Jeff coming up next. Joel said at the top of this hour, oh, hour number three, and I didn't realize that this was the third hour of four, but it is. And you know what they say, time flies when you're having fun. Jeff Hathorn coming your way next. Joel Nelson filling in for Austin City Limits. I am Jack Hillgrove filling in for Bob Pompiani and Joe Starkey on the Pomp and Joe Show. And this is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Jeff Hathorn coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.